It is the largest hydroelectric dam in the nation, spanning just a few feet shy of 1 mile across and over 500 feet high. Yet this impressive structure is located in a place where few people live, and most tourists usually must drive hours to visit. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Scott Hunter says that before Grand Coulee Dam was constructed, not much could be found at this spot except...
dust. There was a lot of dust. But down here in Grand Coulee, there wasn't hardly anything. Down in Coulee Dam, there was a ferry called Seton's Ferry, but not much here.
Construction began in 1933. Unlike the tall, curving Hoover Dam near Vegas, Grand Coulee is almost 200 feet shorter, yet spans nearly a mile across. It is the largest hydropower producer in the nation and fourth largest in the world.
The Grand Coulee Dam actually sits there under its own weight. It's not tied into anything. It's just that heavy that it holds 151 miles of lake behind it. They wanted to irrigate the Columbia Basin. The original plan, I think, was for 1.4 million acres to be irrigated. There's about 600 plus thousand irrigated now.
The water is pumped up 228 feet to Banks Lake, which is used to irrigate those acres. The water behind Grand Coulee Dam and Roosevelt Lake stretches beyond the U.S., over 150 miles to the north.
You can take a boat up into Canada, but from what I understand, at one point there's some rapids, you'd be good with a jet boat. But I do have a friend who has a 32-foot boat, and he took it up into Canada.
Grand Coulee is in eastern Washington. Relatively few people come here to visit, and the population is sparse when compared to Seattle in the west. The geography is far different as well.
This is actually a semi-arid desert. We get about 10 or 11 inches a year at most of precipitation.
Traveling the countryside in Grand Coulee, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.